Today's first scripture lesson is from the book of Deuteronomy. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, from the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev, and the plain that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham and Isaac and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to you and your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there, and he was buried in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Bethpor. But no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired, and his vigor had not been abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses has laid his hands on him. And the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Never since has there arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He was unequal for all the signs and wonders the Lord had sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against the Pharaoh and his servants of the entire land, for all the mighty deeds and all the terrifying displays of power that Moses performed in the sight of all Israel.
Thank you, Logan. And thank you, Ellen. Our second reading today comes from the book of the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. If you'd like to follow along, these are all in your pew Bibles in front of you. This is on page 191. Hear now the words of Paul the Apostle. "You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext of greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have been made demands on apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our final scripture this message this morning comes from the Gospel according to Matthew. If you'd like to follow along, it's on page 24 of the New Testament in the pew Bibles in front of you. "When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question to test him. 'Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?' He said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets.' Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, 'What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?' They said to him, 'The son of David.' He said to them, 'How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?' No one was able to give him an answer, Nor from that day did anyone dare to ask Jesus any more questions. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us this morning, to keep our hearts and our minds open to your message, to come together in your love. Please let the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I usually really hate missing Will's sermons, and today I'm really hating missing Will's sermon because he's still got it in his pocket, probably. So for those of you, I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants this morning, and luckily I've been given really good teachers who've guided me and taught me well, and we will have a bit of a shortened sermon, so you can applaud if it's a good thing for you. I'm keeping track of who's doing that, though. The message this morning from Jesus. The greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, and with all your mind, and with all your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. In all the laws and commandments of the Old Testament, and the Ten Commandments that the great prophet Moses brought down from the mountain, those aren't in there. And yet, Jesus, what he has done is he has coalesced the meaning of all the laws that God has given us. The Ten Commandments, which Moses carried down from the mountain, were just 10 basic laws. In Exodus, we can read them. The first four are that you shall have no other gods before me. Second, you shall make no idols of anything or images and bow down to them. Thirdly, you shall not take the Lord's name in vain. You shall not use the Lord's name to cause to sin or to hurt other people or to lie. Fourth, remember the Sabbath, what God did in the creation, and that God commands you to take the Sabbath in remembrance of him. If you take those four, it breaks down into loving God. This is how we can show our love to God, by following those commands. To not take any other gods, to not raise up any other idols, and those idols can be anything from an actual physical idol or another god to preferring to watch the news or go to a football game before you worship the Lord. Idols can be drugs, idols can be sex, idols can be any kind of sin, anything that we put before God. To not take the Lord's name in vain. God gives us the power and the strength to conquer all. There is no reason to use God's will and God's name to do wrong. If we are using God's name to lie or to hurt somebody else, we are breaking God's law, and we are not loving God. And of course, something that we all, especially in this modern day society, not taking the Sabbath. The Sabbath was meant as a day that even God rested and appreciated the creation. We all need to take that time. It may be Sunday, it may be Saturday. In the Old Testament, it's from sundown Friday night to sundown on Saturday. That's the time when no work is done, when you are spending your time being in family, being in worship, worshiping God, reading God's word, and doing the things that God wants you to do. And most importantly of all, rest. We need to find that time. But those are simple ways that we love God in everything we do. In everything we do. And if you take the second one that Jesus said, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, we've all read before that when they asked him, who is your neighbor, Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. I won't go into depth, but basically the point of the story is everybody is our neighbor. Even those we look down on, even those we don't know, even those who might even look down on us are still our neighbors. And we need to love them as ourselves. So how do we love other people? Let's go back to the Ten Commandments. Let's take the second six of the commandments. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's property. This is how we show our love for each other. Basic tenets of civilization, everything falls apart. So we have rules. I can't walk into your house and take whatever I want. And you can't walk in mine. But we have basic rules to respect each other. These are ways we show love toward our neighbor, to those we know and to those we don't know. To not kill, to not commit adultery, to not lie and bear false witness against people, to not steal, and to not covet others. One of the most important ones, and especially again in our society, it seems like coveting is what it's all about. I want that big new TV for Christmas this year because I went over to a friend's house and they had a big new TV. I really want that same kind of thing. But am I putting that up above what I should be doing with my money and my time? And am I doing anything like that that's taking away from my relationship with God and my relationship with God's creation? I will take it a step further in the fact that we have a pastor in Will Morris who is very much a person of the world and what you probably call an environmentalist. He really encourages us to take care of the world around us and not just the people, but the planet and the animals and the things that God has given us to take care of God's creation. So when we love our neighbors, we also need to appreciate and love God's creation. This is how we show our love to God. Very simple tenets. Christ has taken those Ten Commandments and broken them down into two commandments. And those two commandments have one thing in common: to love. Peter says in the book of Romans, the fulfillment of the law is love. So everything we should be doing in following God, in following Christ, in trying to take ourselves to another level of relationship with God, it should all be focused on love. How do we love God? How do we love our neighbors? How do we love ourselves? And also, how do we love God's creation? Let us take this day, this holy day, and the appreciation of the beautiful weather, the fact that our pastor, even though he had a rough morning, is healthy, and that we're praying for him and he will be back. Let's take into appreciation the people who are surrounding us and the love that fills this church. And let's figure out how we can grow that love even more. How can we show our love for God and our love for each other even more this and every day? And I ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.